All right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. It is a wonderful week this week. I've got some special guests that are already making me laugh a lot. Jeff is out this week, so if you came here for a motivational moment, you're going to get a little bit of something different. We've got Eric Inslee and John Cheek in the house. Do you guys want to say hello?
Hello.
How you doing, guys?
All right. So, Eric, why don't you introduce yourself just in case anybody doesn't know who you are?
All right. Well, I've been here for going on 11 years. I've been with the company since we were in a little metal building out on Hickory Grove Road. I currently am the division president of the Central Region.
Of the Central Region. Central what?
Central U.S.
Okay. And Eric's from Columbia. He, his brother, Ben, he convinces his brother, Ben, to come work with us. So it's a family. We don't know what other family members he's going to bring on.
I've got about 13 or 14 more I was going to try to sneak in.
All right, John, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm John. I'm from Murfreesboro. I've been here almost 9 years now. And I do a lot of work in Eric's territory to keep him up to date, but I cover Texas mostly. So here it is.
Texas is a big state.
It is big.
Sure. Yeah,
yeah. We just added a lot of plants there, so
that's right.
Got a lot of work.
That's right. And John also, he's the reason why I'm here. So thanks to John. This week is This week we are celebrating women in construction. That's something that is a really cool and neat thing to see with all the ladies that are on our team. And I know that you guys have a lot of people that are in, as far as like dispatch. And of course, there are a lot of wonderful women in this building, but there are a lot of people in the field as well, just getting it done.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we have a huge amount. I mean, from every position, and all do a great job. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. All right. I have a few announcements for everybody. We've got our family dates coming up. So those are in the newsletter, but really quickly, I wanted to tell you guys and give you the dates of the first few. So we have Wild Adventures for our teams in Georgia, Florida, and South Alabama. That's going to be Wild Adventures in Valdosta. That is May the 11th. Magic Springs in Arkansas. That's always a good time. That's in your territory, Eric. And that's May 25th. And then we have Kentucky Kingdom for Kentucky, Tennessee, North Alabama, and that is June 22nd. So those are coming up, and then we have a lot more to offer. So we have a lot more going on. You can see all of those dates in the newsletter. So we have a contest going on, guys, a t-shirt contest. So, you know, what's an SRM Family Day without the Family Day t-shirt? So we are accepting designs for these t-shirts. John, if you were going to design an SRM Family Day t-shirt, what would it be like?
Well, you know, I turned in a couple of entries last year, and I did not see them on a t-shirt. So we had one of Mike with a shirt off that
oh boy.
That we drew. And I thought I wonder why
that didn't get picked.
I thought it was a great choice.
You're protesting this year.
And I was just going to put Eric's face on a t-shirt.
Okay.
And I thought it was a good idea also, but no one liked it. So
yeah. Okay. Okay. That we probably need something with, you know, I don't know, maybe with some the SRM family on it, maybe some roller coasters. Who knows? What about you, Eric? If you had a t-shirt, if you're going to design something, what would it be?
I would say it'd be something similar to what you're speaking of.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure there'll be some good entries.
Yeah. Artistic is not one of my
Oh, yeah. So that contest is going on right now. So we encourage everybody to just show off your creativity and help us design this Family Day t-shirt. We've had a lot of great entries. We've got 1 week left. The rules are the design must include the phrase SRM Family, design must be original artwork, and it may include up to 4 colors. So deadline is next Friday, March 15th. So if you have those, just send them my way. We also have daylight savings coming up this weekend, guys. So make sure that you don't show up to church late or too early.
We're going to spring forward.
We are springing forward. Yep. Make sure you set those clocks. If you're still using a clock that you have to set that doesn't do it for you. So that's coming up this weekend.
I thought we were doing away with daylight savings time, but I guess not. We're still moving those clocks back and forth.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish they would do away with it.
Well, guys, let's talk a little bit about your area, your region, your teams. John, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about what's happening in your area.
Well, we just had a big acquisition in Texas, so we're just over 150 locations now. So we've got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of new people on board now, so that's good. They have different perspectives. They're really dedicated. I think it's a good group of guys, but we've got a lot of work to do. So we need a lot of help, and we've got the manpower to do it down there.
What kind of help are you referring to?
There's going to be a lot of work in sales, a lot of work in operations. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, there's some areas that are going to be, you know, run a little different, and we run our company a lot different. So, I think it's different for everybody right now. It's, you know, it's new for us. It's new for them. But everybody's coming together and everybody's pulling their weight. So it's going really well.
And I know that you travel in Texas a lot. Tell me, like, what is an area that you've been surprised by and that you've visited? I know you've acquired a lot of different areas, but what's a city or what's a part of Texas that you've been a fan of recently?
You know, I haven't spent a whole lot of time in Austin, but Jason and I did make it through there when we were heading to the Terry O plant and Leander. And Austin is a great city. There's a ton of stuff to do. I mean, I've heard a lot about it. I think you were down there for a little bit.
Yeah, my husband and I was. Yeah, we lived there for 2 years. It's a lot of fun. A lot of good music. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, it's a big scene, and you know, hopefully we can grow in that market also. Mm-hmm. And we've already got some volumetric stuff going down there. So I think it'll be great to get Ready Mix going and you know, kind of help San Antonio out a little bit.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. Thanks, John. Eric, let's talk about your area, the central area. what's going on with your guys?
Well, my area, it's five states. It's Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Mississippi. There, we actually just had another acquisition Monday. We acquired three plants down towards Montgomery, Alabama. So that was a big deal for us, kind of tied in the South Alabama region to help close up some of those gaps. And then probably my other big one is Monday, we're going to turn on a quarry over in Cherokee, Alabama. So that's a big deal for that North Alabama region. It'll help supply the Huntsville markets and then actually reach over into like the Tupelo, Mississippi area.
Yeah. Do you already have that staffed with teams or do you hire
for that? The three down in Montgomery, that area, they're all we're looking. They were closed locations when we got those, so they will have to be fully staffed. The Cherokee stuff is already staffed,
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Okay,
I think it'd be a good time to talk about Eric and I just started a book club.
we did start a book club.
I think it'd be great to talk about that. Eric, tell us the name of the book that we're reading right now.
Well, the book club, it's extremely ground floor, so anyone that wants to get on, you won't be behind. There's not a lot of catching up. The first book is The Goal.
The Goal. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What is The Goal about?
The Goal is about a gentleman who has a goal, and and he's trying his best to reach it. Once I get a little deeper, I'll go back and fill you in.
The book does. The book covers. I think, you know, Jeff brought up on the podcast. Maybe a few weeks ago. It's about bottlenecks, throughputs, the bottom line. It gets into the theory of constraint and some other things. But I think it's a lot about priorities also. You know, at work and at home. So it's a good book, and I can't wait to for the next book that Eric has on the list for us.
So talk about that. You know, in your role as a division president, you know, this isn't just a, hey, I've made it here. I can just kind of relax. That's not at all what your job is. Tell us a little bit about what your role as a division president entails. What are some things that you do and you handle that people may not know about?
Well, I mean, like, all kidding aside, I have read the book. Just calm down, Jeff.
Is Jeff in the book club?
We sent him an invite. He hadn't accepted it yet. the big thing about it, it was really that I kind of took away from it was prioritizing and kind of going head first at what the actual problem was. And just tackling it one problem at a time, and you look up and, you know, and you've got a pretty efficient operation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's what applies more to our region. We do have a whole lot of moving parts as far as the ready mix blocks, quarries, precast, pumps. We have a lot of different things over here. So it's pretty overwhelming if you try to look at it as a whole. But if you kind of drill down and you just every day say, I'm going to take it, you know, one thing at a time, and I'm going to go home with something better today than I found it, it seems to work out pretty good for us.
Awesome. What do you think, John?
Yeah, it's a, you know, our role is kind of a support role. And I think, you know, we have to be able to give our GMs the tools that they need to run a market. And hopefully it, you know, hopefully it's helping them to have us around. I mean, we're here to support these guys. It's basically what it comes down to.
All right. Well, thanks so much, you guys. Anything else, any other words of wisdom you'd like to share?
I don't have a whole lot of wisdom, but I do have a shout out for the team in Texas. Cindy runs a huge department in billing and credit, and Woody is in Texas, and he's got a young gentleman named Robert Borbola, and I got a call about Robert the other day from a customer, and he said Robert is always helpful. He says they do have issues, but when they do have issues, he's there to fix them, and he actually said if Robert left this company that he would leave also as a customer. So he thinks a lot about Robert, and he had a lot of good things to say about Chris Harbor and Dispatch and the DFW Central Dispatch Unit. And also he said some good things about Brian Genovese, but I don't think any of those are true. So
okay. Everybody loves Brian. All right, guys, it's time to reveal the winner of our Go-Getter Award this week. And,
all right,
and
we
Eric,
got.
I think you're the person to read it. Can you tell everybody who the Go-Getter of the week is?
I can. The Go-Getter is Brian Eisman from Fishers, Indiana. Brian, this is what was written about him. He's all around a go-getter, does anything, never says no kind of guy. He's one of the best mixer operators that's ever climbed in a truck. Anytime there's an early pour, he's always there. Anytime we need him to go haul powder to help get us through the cement shortage, he jumps in the tanker and gets it done. So good job, Brian. We appreciate you.
That's right. If you would like to submit or nominate a go-getter in your area, you can do so on the newsletter or the SRM 360 app. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you. And everyone, have a wonderful week.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.